And so tonight, I only want to offer a couple of things for your meditation, and then just let our Lord speak to you for the rest of the hour. I hardly ever give conferences with the Blessed Sacrament exposed, and it reminds me of when I was a cadet and I went on an Opus Dei retreat. And so I grew up in a really liberal place in the church. And then I went to West Point and I joined an Opus Dei circle. So I was a little bit schizophrenic at the time. And I remember going on a retreat, and every time the retreat master would mention the name of Jesus, he would just look over and he'd be like, "And Jesus, like, you told me this in prayer the other day." And which was kind of, it struck me as odd, I think, because at that point in my life, I wasn't really sure that this was Jesus on the altar. And the main thing I think I offer for your meditation tonight is that this is Jesus on the altar. And he's the same Jesus we've been talking about all day. The same Jesus who walked the earth, who suffered and died for you. The same Jesus who's been present to your life for all of your life. The love that we proclaim to the world is on the altar. The person who is that love is on the altar. And that's an amazing, amazing thing. When I was a seminarian, I was in prayer and I kind of realized that I was, for a long time in my life, I was always looking for my mother. And it never really occurred to me that the closest I could ever be to my mother is right here. Because when we're in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, doing Eucharistic adoration, we're gazing at the face of Christ. And everyone who has gone before us, all of our family members who have died and are with our Lord, are gazing at the face of Christ. Which means that if just for a moment our Lord made himself transparent in the Blessed Sacrament, I'd be gazing at my mother. You'd be gazing at your grandparent or your father or another family member. And the closest we are with the communion of saints is right here. The closest we are to our loved ones who have died is the Blessed Sacrament. And so that means any unsaid things in our lives, things that we think that we should have said, forgiveness that we need to resolve, guilt that we're carrying about family members, we can resolve here. We can speak those things here. On the altar is the same Jesus who sets that example for us of how to bear our suffering. The same Jesus who said, "Father, if it's possible, not my cup pass from me. Let my cup pass from me, but not my will be done, but yours." And so earlier in the day, when we were thinking about those obstacles to encountering Christ in our own life, this is the perfect time to bring those obstacles and leave them at the foot of the cross, or leave them with our Lord here, and to unburden ourselves. Okay. to recognize that anything that we're hanging on to that's keeping us from fully embracing or entrusting our lives to Jesus, we can let go of them now. And we can leave them at the foot of the cross here. On the altar is the same Jesus who invites you to deep, deep personal friendship with him. It's the same Jesus who says to you, follow me. And so that journey begins here in this dialogue. I think it was about 2 years ago, I was in adoration one day, and I started to realize that I'd always sort of gone to adoration in order to be with Jesus. And it was about that time in my life when I was figuring out what does it mean to be a son of the Father. And then I started to go to adoration, and it seemed like Jesus was there, but leading me somewhere. As if to say, like, we're going to go somewhere, and you need to keep up with me as fast as you can. And that's the invitation that he extends to all of us. That invitation to continually grow in holiness. That invitation to make his love fruitful in the world. And so during the next hour, I'd invite you to open your hearts to that kind of an encounter with our Lord. You know, as priests, we kind of have this privileged place in adoration because we get to come up and kneel right in front of the monstrance, and the monstrance is like right there. When I was a seminarian, I used to always sit way in the back. And so I'd also invite you, if you feel so moved, to come up and kneel closer to the altar for some period of time. A couple of you can fit at the same time. Just to come forward and say to our Lord in your heart, this is what I'm leaving behind. This obstacle that's been in the way of our relationship, I want to remove it. I want you to accompany me in my life every single day. Whatever resolutions that have come to your minds or obstacles that have kind of come up in your hearts, to just come forward and encounter our Lord. And it might sound something like this: Lord, I want to leave here at the foot of the cross the unforgiveness that I've been carrying in my heart for a certain family member. I want to follow you completely. I want to believe completely that you love me. Help me at those times that I doubt that that's even possible. And I'd ask you to reveal yourself to me in a way that I can understand. So that I might completely give my heart to you. If you're already really holy, you just come forward and just say, hey, Jesus. I'm not really there yet, though, so I don't know what that's like. And then tomorrow we will continue with a final reflection on the act of faith in the morning. And again, after the holy hour, we'll have the Q&A time down in the other hallway. And so I just invite you to be moved by the Spirit if you do want to come forward. Otherwise, we pray that each of us might encounter our Lord in the way that we need to encounter him, and that we all might let him speak to our hearts the words that he wishes to speak to us this evening.